Harper and Harper Audio present The Dryad Storm by Lori Forrest, performed by Julia Whalen. A note before we begin. For a map of the continent of the realms, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. To the ever-growing worldwide environmental movement, rise up, Dryadkin. Your time has come. Prologue. Forest Prophecy, Alder Xanthos. City of Kaim, Amazakaran, 2 days before Xishlon. A primal scream tears from Alder Xanthos's throat. Explosions sound on all sides, hammering her ears as mages soar down into Amazakaran on their broken, shrieking dragons, laying waste to the city of Kaim. Alder raises the living branch in her hand, her heartbeat thundering against her ribs, readying herself for battle inside the translucent green dome shield she and her soldier friend, Vestil Unarin, cast around the Queen Hall to protect the fleeing Amaz. A closer explosion sends a burst of pain through Alder's head as the mages throw down bolt after bolt of shadow fire, leveling the remaining buildings surrounding the Queen Hall. Monstrous gray shadow trees rise from each explosion, high as the clouds, the grotesque forest rapidly overtaking Kaim's valley under its nightmare canopy prison. Azion! Alder screams through her mind link to her eagle kindred as she curses herself for sending Azion out to survey the incoming attack. Desperation rakes her throat. At any moment, Azion has to soar out of the shadow chaos and through the verdant, wavering dome. She can sense his frantic heartbeats and desperation to reach her growing closer by the moment. A powerful explosion booms from Kaim's forested periphery. Alder's lungs contract, the ground beneath her feet shuddering. The screams of trees rip through her mind, and pain streaks through her dryad root lines, nearly whiting out her vision. Blinking hard, she's just able to make out the wall of steely flame bursting up from the tree line edging the Great Valley's northern edge. Alder watches, frozen in shock and pain, as the wall of gray flame roars north, a gigantic swath of the Caledonian forest igniting with shadow fire. The death of so many trees gouging a growing portion of her forest-melded power from her lines. As she realizes, with soul-shredding horror, that the mages on their shrieking, broken dragons aren't just bent on destroying her beloved Kaim. They're going to raise her entire kindred forest. A stronger sense of Azion blasts through Alder, her heart-bonded bird's rasping cry of terror lashing through the back of her mind, along with the screams of her dying forest. Azion! Alder bellows, launching herself toward the shield, ready to hurl herself clear through it. A strong hand clamps around her shoulder, and she skids to a stop. Alder whips her head around to find Vestil, holding her with a vice-like grip, fierceness marking the young Smaragdolfar sorceress's emerald-patterned face, a rune stylus glowing green in Vestil's hand. Let me go! Alder growls, yanking herself away from Vestil. She moves to launch herself at the shield, her mind pounding with combined terror for Azion and her forest as her kindred eagle draws closer. No! Vestil snaps as she takes hold of Alder once more. They'll kill you like they killed our queen! We've got to get east now! Wild desperation overtaking her, Alder struggles against Vestil's grip. Azion! She screams, kicking and flailing as Vestil drags her toward the Queen Hall's subland entrance. Alder's anguish turns feral, because she knows what Vestil is doing, pulling her through an arching doorway, down spiraling stairs cut into the valley's pale stone, then through a crimson torchlit cavern. She's being dragged toward the emergency portals in the sublands below the Queen Hall, portals through which almost all the surviving Amaz have already escaped to the east, save for the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?